KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's partly cloudy to cloudy and 70 degrees. We look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies today. A 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high of 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Atlantic School District Superintendent Steve Barber told the school board during their electronic meeting Wednesday evening that he's recommending on-site learning begin here August 24th as part of the district's return to learn plan required by the state. Barber said the reopening guidelines were received June 25th and legislation has been passed allowing for continuous learning. Moving forward, he said COVID-19 health and safety as well as family dynamics involving student learning need to be taken into consideration along with whether or not to require masks to be worn by students and staff.
Looking at the guidance as a whole, it talks a little bit about not recommending screening and masks if you are having on-site or a hybrid model. The reason behind not screening is because 80% of people that have COVID positive do not have any symptoms or they do not have a fever potential there. So even if we did something along that screening line, we still wouldn't be guaranteed that we would be preventing COVID from getting in our building.
Barber said the district's Health and Safety Subcommittee has made it a point to require staff to self-monitor and self-report their status every morning before school. And while the district will not require masks to be used, Barber said harassment or bullying of student and staff members will not be tolerated if they elect to wear masks.
That is part of the guidelines, a portion of the guidelines, that if you don't require it, that you have to make sure that no one's being ridiculed for those that are wearing them versus those who are not wearing it. So that's kind of I wouldn't call it a bullying thing, but right along that line, we have to ensure that people are treated respectfully given their personal choice.
There are also circumstances and situations, he says, where a strong recommendation will be made to wear a mask, especially if social distancing for more than 15 minutes cannot be guaranteed, such as persons with health issues or other such learning problems. He said the district will strive to achieve social distancing, though, as much as possible. Barber said, in addition, other health and safety measures are in place.
Like washing hands, disinfecting, having access to hand gel, surface cleaner, fogging 2 times a week, fogging PE equipment, have a sick and well room, UV air purifiers in those sick rooms, having PPE available for those types of things.
And Barbara says that he understands that there's a diverse group of student bodies, family dynamics, and other factors to consider, and there will be challenges that exist for some students, including those with health issues, that the district will have to offer remote learning for based on individual needs. He said if a student or staff member has tested positive or been exposed to COVID-19, the state requires them to be out of school for 14 days. Those exhibiting symptoms of the virus will have to be out for 10 days based on current guidelines. The board's consensus last night was to agree with his recommendation for on-site learning with the understanding that the continuous learning plan be flexible on an as-needed basis in light of the changing circumstances surrounding the coronavirus pandemic. 7 people have died from COVID-19 in Iowa since Wednesday's report, according to the Iowa Department of Public Health, with 513 more people having tested positive for the virus. The death toll now stands at 739, while the number of positive cases is 32,856. Out of the 350,092 tests that have been completed to date, 316,573 have come back as negative for COVID-19, and more than 26,200 people have recovered from the virus. Statewide hospitalization data show 168 COVID-19 patients are in the hospital, 3 more than yesterday. 49 are in ICU, that's up 5 from yesterday. 32 admitted to a hospital as compared to 23 yesterday, and 22 are currently on a ventilator. Here in southwest and western Iowa, 7 are hospitalized, that's 2 more than yesterday. 3 remain on an ICU, and 2 were admitted to a hospital, compared to none yesterday, and no one is currently on a ventilator. Long-term care facility data show 18 current outbreaks, 418, that is, residents and staff have recovered from COVID-19. 295 have There have been 390 deaths today. That's 3 more than yesterday. And county-by-county data shows not much change with the exception of Guthrie County, where there are 2 more positive cases for a total of 70. Pottawatomie County has 4 more positive cases for 758. Also in the news, the Pottawatomie County Public Health Department yesterday reported that an additional COVID-19-related death, bringing the county's total deaths to 13. The individual was an elderly man, someone 81 years of age or older, who was from Council Bluffs. And Mills County public health officials Wednesday said there were 6 new confirmed cases of COVID-19. All of the cases are adults. 2 are 18 to 40, 3 are 41 to 60 years of age, and 1 is 61 to 80. The individuals contracted the virus through community spread and through a known contact. Latest additions bring to 43 the total number of cases in Mills County. 33 people have recovered from the virus. In the funeral announcements, Dorothy Purdy, age 91, of Fontenelle, died Sunday. Visitation with social distancing for Dorothy Purdy will be today from 3 until 7 p.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle, where the celebration of life will be held at a later date. Jim Bones Corcoran, age 68, of Orient, died Monday in Des Moines. A massive Christian burial for close friends and family of Bones Corcoran will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Winterset. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Also, a celebration of life for Jim Bones Corcoran will be held Saturday from 1 until 4 p.m. at Kramer's on Main Street in Orient. Francis Kenkel, age 99, of Manila and formerly of Defiance, died Tuesday. A family massive Christian burial for Francis Kenkel will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Peter's Church in Defiance. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Jack Rupert, age 79, a native of Griswold, died November 1st in Nevada. Memorial graveside services for Jack Rupert will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Pleasant Township Cemetery south of Griswold. Recon Funeral Home is assisting the family. John Shannon, age 65, of rural Pottawatomie County and formerly of Lewis, died Sunday. A celebration of life memorial service for John Shannon will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Rodney Schroeder, age 85, of Audubon and formerly Brayton and Atlantic, died Saturday. Private family graveside services will be held for Rodney Schroeder at the Maple Grove Cemetery in Audubon. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Doug Williams, age 70, of Messina, died June 30th. Public graveside services for Doug Williams will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Messina Center Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Messina is in charge of the arrangements. Alma Tallman, age 84, of Atlantic, died June 21st. A celebration of life memorial service for Alma Tallman will be Saturday at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. Hazel Miller, age 92, of Hancock, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. A memorial service for Hazel Miller will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marilyn Wittrup, age 90, of Harlan, died June 26th. Memorial services for Marilyn Wittrup will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Don Lentz, age 90, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Public graveside services for Don Lentz will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Eureka Center Cemetery north of Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Beverly Webb, age 91, of Atlantic, died February 19th. Celebration of life graveside services for Beverly Webb will be on Tuesday at 10 o'clock at the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Lyle Brewer, age 90, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Griswold Care Center. A visitation with the family of Lyle Brewer will be on Wednesday at 5 to 7 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Viona Smith Maines, age 97, of Earlham, died Monday. Graveside memorial services for Iona Smith Maines will be held at a later date at the Penn Center Cemetery. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Mark Melanson, age 92, of Elkhorn, died Monday. No services or visitation are planned for Mark Melanson. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home is assisting the family. Mary Chase, age 85, of Atlantic, died Wednesday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Mary Chase are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jim Bartleson, age 78, of Anita, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Celebration of life memorial services for Jim Bartleson are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.